Thank you. I thought my voice wasn't carrying as well as it should. You got to watch the visiting pastor like a hawk. But in any case, the fact that Jesus had the opportunity to be in that Last Supper with the apostles. We're basically dealing with the last 24 hours, a little less actually, of Jesus' life. And we know that if ever in the Holy Week Easter Triduum, we probably should have had a passion to proclaim, like we did last Sunday and will tomorrow on Good Friday, it would be this one, because it's hard not to think as we listen to the words that Jesus speaks, to the actions that he takes, that we can't really fully appreciate the remarkable statement that Jesus makes in the washing of the feet. As I say in our reenactments of it, people are especially careful to make sure they've washed their feet two or three times before they come up and take their shoes and socks off. And I can identify with that. I think, though, as Jesus said, if a person bathes, they're already clean, but obviously with the sandals and a dusty desert, that's what's going to become dirty right away is your feet. So we're going to watch that reenactment here shortly. Even though I've done it frequently in the past and find it very moving, very humbling, I also know that it doesn't appeal to me in the last couple weeks or so to be crawling around on my knees from person to person. So we'll trust the good, strong deacon to do that for us. All three readings are obviously so relevant for us, and fittingly so, because we have so much to celebrate here. And the first reading gets us into it. Now we're dealing with that most sacred of times for the people of Israel, the Exodus, the fact that in that last plague, the firstborn of each family dies, except that the blood that is put on the doorpost at the Jewish homes allows the angel of death to pass over. And then, of course, the second reading, very strong in terms of what this is all about, and in a way it leads in so well to Good Friday and Easter Sunday, receiving the Eucharist, that glorious, glorious gift that Jesus gives to us, that personal, intimate contact with him. And of course, we're going to have the chance to celebrate the Eucharist, of course, and receive the Eucharist. And we're also going to consecrate enough hosts at this service that there will be a Eucharist to receive tomorrow, even though there's no Masses on Good Friday or Holy Saturday until the Easter Vigil. We can certainly recognize the value of having the consecrated Eucharist available to us. And then finally we have in this gospel account, the one that we're going to soon reenact, we have a beautiful, humble statement from Jesus in taking on the role of washing the feet, and how preoccupied he must have been at that time, huh? I mean, to know that not only his death is imminent, but his savage death is imminent. And yet he continues to lead the apostles, his farewell discourse, all kinds of teaching going on at the Last Supper. And I think to just show the kind of spirit that he had in all of this, he even washes the feet of Judas Iscariot, doesn't he? I mean, there's no distinction between saint or sinner, and certainly I know that as they took that journey, short journey, from where they had dined to where they were going to be praying in anticipation, although the other apostles, as we know, did not know that Jesus was aware of what Judas planned on, and they were caught by surprise. I can remember in my younger years as a priest, sometimes being tougher on the apostles than I think they deserved. You know, it seemed like they were in frightened flight from the time that they were in danger. But if you look at it, the fact of the matter is that they if they had known that Jesus wanted to go to war in an old-style way, they would have been up for it. I think that's why Peter's sword is used, and it cuts off the ear of the high priest's servant. Jesus heals him, but I think it's only when the apostles realize that Jesus intends to be the Lamb of God, to surrender himself in a sacrificial way. Then they begin to appreciate what this is all about. And of course, so much of this unfolding story comes to us in the Easter season. But that's plenty long enough, especially when you've got a reenactment to watch. If we could have the people who were asked to have their feet washed come forward.